Well, we're going to start off with the biggest news this morning in the world of sports, which is that the Comrades Marathon Association, it's reached the cap of 23 entries for the marathon next year. It happens 9 days before entries close.
23,000.
Yeah, 23. What did I say?
You said 23.
Oh, no, 23. Oh, no. 23. They reached that long ago.
There's an outside chance that you could like cancel yours and like gift it to someone who wants to go.
Yeah, because I'm running it. Eh?
What do you call it? What do you call that? Transfer.
It's a good question you asked, right? So, just some more information on the Comrades Marathon. So, 23,000 entries. That cap has been reached. It's 9 days before the actual entries are meant to close. It's a down run. It's happening on the 8th of June, 2025. It starts at the Pietermaritzburg City Hall, 5:30 a.m. 12 hours, ending at Durban's People's Park. 89 kilometers. It will be the 49th down run.
Mm-hmm.
So many questions, so many disappointed people, including Darren Moore.
Yeah.
We joined on the line now by the marketing manager of the Comrades Marathon Association. The Delane Cools, good morning. Welcome
morning.
To Eastman's
morning,
Breakfast.
Darren, Carmen, Ethan. Very good morning to you guys.
Good morning. So, listen, is this like the norm that it usually that you guys reach the cap first before the actual entry dates?
Well, typically, yeah. I mean, over the last couple of years, Sky, that's what's been happening, and we've got absolutely no issue with that. Just to remind you, in 2020, the race that never was, we took 27,500 entries in less than 2 days.
Wow. Yes.
So we'd opened on day one, and by day two, we had to close the entry process because the race was already oversubscribed, and that's what we're seeing this year once again.
Yeah.
Obviously, it did take us just around 2.5 weeks to reach that cap. This year, the entry process was quite different, though.
Yeah.
Because for the first week, on the 6th of November, we decided to actually open entries for 1 week just to green number holders.
Okay.
That's runners with a permanent number in the Comrades for having completed 10 or more Comrades. And, you know, they've just been so loyal, and we wanted to give something back to the repeat runners.
Yeah.
And then a week later, opened up to all other aspirant entrants, and this is what we have.
Yeah.
9 days before the official closing that we had to close.
So, just quickly, I saw that on your statement, you spoke about there's a substitution period coming in March. Can you just quickly explain that to us? How is that going to work?
So in March, for 2 weeks, we will have runners who are sick, injured, somehow feel like they've got, you know, other personal commitments and cannot make it onto the start line, who will give up their entry.
Okay.
So those will be withdrawing athletes who will withdraw from the registration process and give their entries up for uptake by other aspirant entrants.
Yeah. Okay, well, that is perfect. So basically, if March next year comes and you're not ready, don't be a luck oak and give up your entry, and Darren Moore can run. Delane Cools, thank you. We'll chat to you soon, okay?
Thanks, Delane.
Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.